good to see you. Dan Copen, Logan Mankins are here.
Hey, how's it going?
Nobody's breathing hard or anything like that. I mean, it's a normal practice day on a Friday here.
Fridays are good.
So give us an inside look at practice. What happens? How long does it last? What are you guys working on in practice?
What time is it right now?
1:35.
So we were probably out there about 2 hours. You know, walking through some things in the beginning just to, you know, get a feel of what's going on and putting on the finishing touches, offensive, defensive, special teams, you know, really just going over everything.
And 2 hours is a good day?
It's a good day.
That's a long time. Well, what's the normal practice?
About the same, I think. Just we have pads on earlier in the week, and today there's no pads. So that's we always appreciate that.
In the normal course of events, do you guys have pads on and banging into each other even during a normal week on a Wednesday or a Thursday? Are you guys out there hitting?
Yeah, earlier in the season we are, and then it just depends on whatever Bill wants. He's the boss. We do what he says.
Now, is this a case? I know it's way too early to be talking about this in week two, but as you get later in the season, you guys have both been here for a little bit. Is this a case where you go to one of your captains and say, okay, it's week 13, week 14. A lot of guys are banged up. When you talk to Bill this week, tell him to chill out on the pads. I mean, is that what some of your captains will do for you?
You know, it sometimes it doesn't work like that just because, you know, it's Bill and, you know, what he thinks the team needs. And not a lot of guys question that. So if he puts us on the pads or puts us on pads on Wednesday, it's really not questioned. You know, even if it's week two or week 13, it doesn't matter. We're going to go out there and, you know, do what we're told.
Our other Patriots Friday regular, Fred Taylor, joins the conversation as well. And it actually works out kind of cool that we got both offensive linemen and the running back here
right
at one time. Because, man, I was thinking, why didn't you guys run the football more on Sunday? And you're the guy I'll ask, Fred. Averaged 5.2 yards a carry on Sunday. Why didn't this team run the ball more?
Just game situation. We'd have liked to try and sustain a couple more drives and play as balanced, as close to balance as we possibly could, but for some particular reason, we just kept shooting ourselves in the foot. And when you're getting penalties and moving yourself back, you really can't play the type of game that you want to play, which is establish the run, stop the run. So unfortunately, we made a few mistakes that pushed us back. We weren't able to stay within our game plan.
You know, some backs say, you know, I need to touch it 15 times, 20 times, 25 times to get into a rhythm. I think you had 8 carries on Sunday. Are you one of those backs who needs multiple carries, high carries, to really feel comfortable in a game?
Not necessarily. You would like to have the carries, of course. I'd be lying if I said I didn't. But I think each and every play, you want to try and take it the distance. You know, of course you want to play situational football, like Coach Belichick always says, knowing the down and distance, knowing if it's first down, what you can and cannot attempt to do as far as running the ball. But me, personally, I try and every play I would like to try and make it a home run.
I'm kind of curious. I used to joke with Rodney when he would come in here, you guys, that he would make up stuff about other teams and other players. He would make up stuff. That guy said this about my mom, or, you know, that guy was making fun of my wife. Or, yeah, he would make up stuff to get himself cranked up. You don't have to look around much to make up stuff. There's enough people doubting you after just 2 weeks of the season to get you cranked up, but does that help you, or do you need that sort of thing?
Me personally, I don't need that. Every time we lose a game, we have plenty of doubters and people rooting against us, so we're all professionals, and when we go out on that field, we're going to be trying as hard as we can anyway, so a lot of guys I don't think need extra motivation. They have enough motivation as it is.
You in the same boat, Dan, or no?
Yeah, I mean, you want to play, you know, the perfect game, but the perfect game doesn't exist, so when, you know, we've all lost football games in here, and it sucks, but, you know, it's a reality. You can't, you know, win them all, so when you lose them, you got to learn something from them and come back the next week. It's not what's said or said outside of us. It's, you know, how we handle it and come back from it.
Speaking of that, talking, that we know, we talked about it last week, Fred, when you were here, and both you guys, the linemen, we talked about the Jets and just yapping. They were able to get away with yapping and win the game. What did you guys think of that? Did you feel like you he let him off the hook. A guy, it's like the little kid who was able to just yell out the window and then go back in the house without getting a bloody nose. You know, how did you feel about that?
Yeah, we were disappointed. We felt we had a good game plan, and we just didn't make enough plays and made too many mistakes to really make them eat their words. And we get another shot later in the year, so hopefully we could do a lot of things better and a lot of things different than we did this game, and we should have a better outcome if we could do that.
Were they talking a lot, Fred, during the game?
I think once they after they came out second half and they went up by a point is when they kind of started to get a little energized or whatever. But prior to that, they're just trying to take a few cheap shots, extra pushing here and there. But they didn't talk a whole lot early in the game.
The worst kind of talkers.
It was pretty quiet.
They got to wait. You don't got to wait. Well, what's the score?
Yeah. Okay. It was quiet the first half.
Yeah.
Very quiet, and then got a lot louder in the second half. Speaking of loud, that stadium was as loud as any you've played in recently here. Offensively, you guys went with a different way of trying to signal plays in and whiteboards and wristbands and all that stuff. Do you think the communication of offensive from offensive coordinator through Tom Brady to you guys was what you guys needed it to be on Sunday?
You might want to ask Fred.
Yeah, I was saying I'll take that question. I thought we did a pretty fairly decent job. You know, the coaches came to us early in the week, Wednesday, with the wristband concept, and to go into the game Sunday and have to go through our entire protection schemes, the plays, shifting, all that different stuff, personnel. I thought we did a fairly decent job. You know, I think throughout the course of the game, just us not focusing in as well as we should have is the stuff that kind of killed us.
Yeah, the line, we didn't get wristbands because Coach didn't think we could read them.
Were you a little disappointed? How come they got wristbands and yeah. We don't get to have wristbands?
Well, we'd have had so much sweat all over them. And we'd have been squinting trying to read it.
I was wondering if Light got to have one because sometimes he goes in there as that third tight end. Like, I wondered if Light would get one.
He probably tried to get one, but the coach probably wouldn't give one. You know, he'd want one so he could look like all the cool guys, all the running backs and quarterbacks.
Can he read? Can Matt Light read? You can tell the truth here.
I don't know. Not that I know of.
Let's take a look at Atlanta for just a second here, because I'm looking at a defense that I don't think will bring the same kinds of pressure that you guys saw a week ago and overloading. But it is a copycat league, Dan, and guys see that pressure gave you guys problems a week ago, and I would expect Atlanta will try to bring pressure on you.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, they do what they do. And obviously they saw what happened last week, so you can expect anything you want, really. But, you know, they do play a different style. Whether we see what we saw last week, we don't know, and we'll find out on Sunday. But it's a good defense. They got really good players, and they know how to play their system, and that's the most important thing.
You guys are very familiar with John Abraham from his time with the Jets. Has his game changed at all from what you can see?
No, he's still a beast out there. You just watch his highlights, and he's making special plays where he's just running guys over or running by them and making outstanding tackles. He's still a really good player.
Fred, when you sit down the very first day looking at film for the Atlanta Falcons, what's the first thing you want to look at?
I want to look at linebackers, how the linebackers – usually I look at if they're stiff, check their hips out, if they can change direction real well. And then from there, I look at their how they blitz. If they're a bull rusher, if they're a little bit more finesse, if they're fast or slow, then I look at the safeties, see if they can tackle, how they are downhill, whether they feel quickly or they're slow fillers. I really don't pay a whole lot of attention to the cornerbacks. That's supposed to be a given. Just run them over. But those are the few things that I try and check out.
So what do you think of, from based on your studies, what's your analysis of this defense?
I think they have a pretty solid linebacking core, a lot of young guys. I think the oldest guy is one of my college teammates as well as Jaguar teammates, Mike Peterson. He's very energetic. Middle linebacker and Lofton, a little bit heavier guy, second-year guy, so he'll bring some energy just knowing he's getting a shot at the Patriots. Like that question you just asked a second ago, when you're down, teams want to, you know, talk smack, and that you can't wait your chance to play the teams that was once the best. And I was on that other side before, so I know, they lost. I can't wait till we get a shot to play them. So, you know, the young guys, they're going to come in and, hey, let's get our shot. You know, we have a bye week after this game, so let's make it happen now. But I think overall they're very solid defense.
Is it fair to say, Dan and Logan, I'll start with you guys, that to this point the offensive unit doesn't feel like it has performed as you expect of yourselves right now?
Of course. What did we score, 9 points last week? You're not going to win many games scoring 9 points, and we expect to put up a lot more points than nine. And last week was every time we didn't score a touchdown, it was our fault. We got some good field position early in the game, and we never scored a touchdown. We had to kick a field goal every time, and penalties and mistakes and just bad football took us out of those. And this week we're gonna try to eliminate the bad football and penalties and try to play our game and do what we're supposed to do.
Is it one of those days too, Dan, where if you look at the stats and you look at sacks, you could be misled as to how much pressure your quarterback was under all day long?
Yeah, you know, they brought a lot, and you know, they probably rushed a few throws where he couldn't throw it as accurately as he wanted to. So, you know, that stat can be padded, you know, by how good our quarterback is, and our quarterback's good at getting rid of the ball. So, you know, it's one of those things where we want him back there, and we want him to be comfortable. You know, we want him to move around. We want him to see the field and make accurate throws. And, you know, if he's not able to step into those throws, you know, that's on us.
I think there's a big difference between pressure and confusion. I don't get the sense any of you guys were confused by what the Jets were doing. It was just a lot of pressure. Is that accurate to say?
Yeah.
That the schemes of Rex Ryan weren't...
There was time there was free guys where sometimes, I think there was a few plays where the line missed their guy. And then there was a few plays where the protection was directed a different way, so there was a free guy coming. So it was both. We had some mistakes, and then there was some where they had the right blitz dialed up at the right time. So it went hand in hand that game.
Fellas, we appreciate the time. Best of luck this weekend. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks.
Fred Taylor, Logan Mankins, Dan Copen joining us.